Dad used to tell the story of Wheelbarrow Steve, an old hermit of a fellow that lived deep in the woods of Newton County, Arkansas. Dad said he knew Wheelbarrow Steve back when he was a boy, and when Grandpa, Dad's dad, would hire Steve for a day or two to help clear timber. Steve was single, had no family, and kind of kept to himself. This would have been in the early 1930s, just a few years after the stock market crash of 29 and smack dab in the middle of the Great Depression that followed it. Cutting and clearing timber was what Grandpa did for a living in the Boston Mountains of the Ozarks near Jasper, Arkansas. Grandpa would scrape together enough money to buy 20 acres of land and would set about clearing it. After he'd cut it, he'd take the lumber by horse and wagon up the gravel roads to Harrison and sell it. A few years later, once he had cleared that tract of land, he'd buy another 20 acres, build another two-room log cabin, and move his growing family, and then start another cycle of cutting and clearing timber. Grandpa was also known for making an occasional batch of white lightning, but that's another story. So, Dad grew up in north central Arkansas in the hills surrounding the big town of Jasper, the county seat of Newton County. Population then, 1930, 385. By the way, there's only about 100 more than that today. Wheelbarrow Steve, like Grandpa's family, lived in the lush Boston Mountains and near the wild but usually tame Buffalo National River. Flows across 153 miles. It's home to a variety of wild animals, caverns, and giant rock formations. The rugged mountain range covers roughly 5,800 square miles across the states of Arkansas and Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma side, it's referred to as the Cookson Hills. There are 1,041 named mountains in the Boston Mountain Range. Though it's not uncommon for it to be called a mountain range, it wasn't formed by a traditional mountain building process. Rather, the Boston Mountain region is a deeply dissected plateau in which numerous streams have cut deep, narrow valleys. With all the area's beauty, it's no wonder that Arkansas is referred to as the natural state. Jasper and the surrounding towns of Mount Sherman, Parthenon, Deer, and Nail are located near the Little Buffalo River. The Little Buff flows northeast through the town of Jasper and then into the Buffalo National River. Every day, Dad would cross over the Little Buff on a swinging bridge as he'd head for a one-room schoolhouse to learn his three R's of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Dad tells the story about Wheelbarrow Steve coming to work for Grandpa. Steve also lived in the mountains in a small log hut with a dirt floor. He'd show up pushing his wheelbarrow, full of the items he'd need for that day, including a small steel lard bucket with a tight steel lid. Dad said Steve would go right to work, pushing, pulling, chopping, sawing, and heaving timber with a work ethic that was instilled in him before he moved to the area from another state. Grandpa and Wheelbarrow Steve would always break around noon, and Steve would soon be found under a big shady oak tree with his lard bucket. Inside was a generous helping of cooked, steel-cut oatmeal that he brought from home for his lunch. After a tasty meal of lukewarm oatmeal mash, Steve would slip the steel lid back on and set it in a shady area until he was ready to go home. After a hard day's work, Steve would sit his bucket and all his other belongings into his wheelbarrow and push it all back through the hills, the trails, and the valleys of the Ozarks to his home. The next day, he'd do it all over again if Grandpa had work for him. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.